You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining us for another kōrero about a song. This time we've got Otatahi's Samantha Josephine on the line joining us from Sunday. We're going to be talking to Samantha about her most recent track, How to Be in Love, which is coming in or has landed at Te Kaumātahi 11 on our Top 11 Countdown. Good morning to you, Samantha. How are we?
Good. I am, of course, have been a little bit nervous for talking live on the radio with you, but it's also a very good thing, so I'm glad about that.
Cool. I'm glad to have you on. Before in the off air chat we were just having, you mentioned that you love living next to the water. What about living next to the water do you love so dearly?
Well, it's when I go outside, it connects me to something bigger than myself, and that calms my body in a way that the city or the suburbs don't, and I like to be around that often. It's just nice.
Me. Do you go for a swim, or do you just like get shin deep in the water?
I just like to go out more at night, I guess, for the romantic feeling of it, I suppose. It's kind of wild and mysterious and loud.
Yeah. But it was also very calming.
Yeah.
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 It's the, yeah, you know, I guess it's the womb of all creation, the waters of the world.
Yeah.
It's where all life came from.
And kind of scary too.
Yeah. No, it's so many things, eh? It's so many things. You've just released this new track, How to Be in Love. I have fallen in love with this song for many a reason, but I think chief among them is the percussion on here, because it's like it's so sparse and minimal, but it all conjoins together.
I love that you notice that, because it's the first track that I've done the percussion for, and that's what I'm doing for all the upcoming ones, so it's really nice to hear.
It feels like it shouldn't work, but it does. It works really well. Like, it's really, really affecting. I don't know what it is about it. But how did you go about making this track in terms of all the different layers? Because they are very minimal, but they all connect together and provide this lovely, lovely foundation for your voice.
Well, I had already done the song with guitar because how I start usually is my writing style is stream of consciousness, so I'll do that. And so that is, well, it's actually turned out very handy that I have, I've realized, so I have a kind of dissociative disorder, which has made it easy for me to turn off understanding the words I'm saying and just follow the sound.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do that. That's the stream of consciousness, and I'll record that and then just listen to it and play the... I think I did the drums first, just whatever felt right.
Mm-hmm.
The piano took a little more time to get it. I suppose it's just following a feeling, and 'cause we know when something sounds right, and just looking for that feeling when your body feels like the sound is right, and just allowing it to be messy until it feels right. Allowing yourself to not know the answer, and finding it in the chaos.
So again, more mystery at hand.
Yes.
Bringing it back to mystery. Is there a particular point when you realize it's done, or is it just, again, is it just that feeling of, oh, okay, I'm just going to stop doing this because the pitch is complete?
You know when it's done because it feels done, but I find that I have to make sure I take breaks between When I've spent a decent amount of time working on a particular part of a song, my mind can become overly familiar with it and blind to parts of it. So it's good to step away for a day or two and then come back.
With fresh eyes?
Yeah,
Get some perspective on it.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of perspective, you've made a music video for the track, and it's one that I find like it appears very well with the music, I should say. The one I watched, it had a very small screen, like a very, very small field of view, and there was this recurring image of a monitor that you've green screened and you put different things on in the monitor. And I was wondering, is there any symbolism behind the monitor there?
Yes. So in the video itself, I tried to layer in different levels of symbolism. So the monitor is in the room with the sort of first layer of character, which is the most innocent self, like the child with like the red paint on it. And it is looking and just always wanting, being drawn to things, even if they aren't good for it. It still has the markings, but the monitor is another layer of seeing like what's happening beyond that innocent child's wantings. It's like what is actually happening in the world as you touch it. What are the different layers of meaning?
It's a really it's quite like a little bit off-putting, which I really appreciate. It's so good. We talked a little bit about the percussion before, and it's the first release where you've done the piano and drum arrangements alongside the guitar, and it's going to be a combination that's going to be defining a lot of releases that are coming up, some where you'll ditch the guitar altogether. Is this part of a bit of a musical experimentation, getting out of your comfort zone?
So that is, it's like, you know how we are constantly, we are never the same. We're always changing. And if you're a creative person, we're trying to tap into ourselves. And I started to notice when I was just playing the guitar to try and create new tracks, something started to feel empty, like it was missing. And when I feel that, I know that I'm not allowing something to express that wants to express inside me. I'm not giving it the right tools or not allowing it to be how it is. And so I got this little MIDI thing to experiment. And then after that, my brother ended up giving me a keyboard, and then everything started to come out really fast. Like I'd found what my inner self needed to express what it wanted to express.
True. What does it feel like when you can't get that out? Like, is that something that you've noticed a lot beforehand in your previous efforts?
Yeah, that is. That seems to be a natural part of the creative cycle, and it's hard to accept it sometimes. I can feel like a little child that doesn't get what it wants, because it's like, why isn't it? A lot of my creative friends will have the same thing because like you'll have the output, and then you have to have the sort of insular moment where you have to readjust, and it's hard every time, but I'm getting better at it. Like, okay, I need to change something. I'm not listening to myself. Damn it. Yeah.
It's a good skill to have, being able to listen to yourself. I've touched on the instrumental here, but I want to talk about the vocals on here, because they're very, they're like delicate, but also not delicate. They're like delicate in the same way, and I guess you mentioned this in the press release, like a Daniel Johnson is. you know, they've got kind of that like lo-fi sort of vibe to them. How did you arrive at the delivery that you've delivered on?
First, I'll say that I felt strange about how they came out, because it's very detached, but also kind of sad. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I want anyone to hear that. So as I said, when I record or when I write things, I don't know what I'm
going to write. It's a stream of consciousness.
Yeah. So yeah. I guess I was.
So it's the same with your singing voice as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. That's like, that would have just been the mood that I was in.
Mm.
But then, so I'll have a recording session where I record stream of consciousness, because I can feel like songs want to come out. And so I listened to that particular recording, and I was like, there's something there, but I feel really weird about it, because it's not like some of my songs are more strongly emotive one way or the other with the vocals, but this was in between. And but I felt there was something in it, but uncomfortable about it. But then when I put the piano and the drums in, it felt complete. Like, yeah, it made sense.
Yeah, and it feels really wholesome with all those elements together, but I feel like if any of those elements were isolated, they'd feel, yeah, very uncanny.
Yeah, I was like, oh, finally the song makes sense, because I was just messing around with the drums as sort of like, I don't know how to do drums, and I'll do this, and I was like, oh, now the song, okay, this works. This is great.
And it's the first of a few new releases that are marking a sort of a new era for you artistically. Is there going to be an EP or an album coming out sometime this year or at the end of the year?
I'm back and forth on that, because, yes, there will be enough songs for that, but it's like I get confused about how to release stuff at the moment, because it feels most effective to release one song at a time, but then do you put all the songs on an EP after that? Or do you, like, I don't know. Yesterday I thought yes, and today I'm like, no. I don't know.
That's true. Well, regardless, we can expect to see more stuff from you down the line. Do you know when your next track will be coming out?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, exciting. Okay, well, I can't wait to hear it. Thank you so much for coming on the program this morning. Is there anything you want to leave with our lovely listeners out there?
I guess I was trying to think of, like, what is the if there was any lesson in the song that I've learned, is to pay attention when you think you might be running towards something that's not good for you, and don't let yourself normalize it, because it can hurt you.
Yeah.
In love.
Yeah. 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 Amen. Amen to that. Thank you so much. I hope you have a lovely day, and I can't wait to hear the next track. Yeah.
Thank you for having me, Zach.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, folks, that was Otatahi's Samantha Josephine. We're talking to Samantha about her new track, How to Be in Love, which is currently at Takaumatahi 11 on our Top 11 Countdown. Here's Samantha Josephine with How to Be in Love. You are listening to The One. We'll have Kai Time after this. Kia ora.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.